doesn't got snow first.
Nah, he's scared. I seen Chucky squawk like that lots of times.
Oh, I miss Chucky. I wish he was here to tell about his grandma and grandpa's.
But he likes being at his grandma and grandpa's.
Oh, yeah. And I wish he was there.
I thought he was there.
Baby bird! I gotta go back!
No, Tommy! The big shoes will squish you!
I can make it!
Look! His brother and sister!
Did that mean Thorny Bush scratch you? Don't worry, Pilkum. Mommy knew this day would come. Mommy will fix it. Oh, now this will sting a little. Now we'll just put one of these on to keep your cut all nice and clean. All better. Oh, what a brave boy.
And kissing you extra lots.
Cause you got a boo-boo.
Not a regular boo-boo. Stuff came out of my finger.
Was it spit?
No, it was red and sticky.
Is there more red stuff in there?
Yeah, but it can't come out no more cause of my sticky thing. See? It's from my mommy's first grade kit. It's like when I had my rooster shot, only this one got Reptar on it.
Reptar? Let me see.
Can I try it on?
No! If you take it off, the red stuff will come out, and I'll shrivel up.
Then I'll just get my own Reptar sticky. Here, poke me with this.
I'm not gonna do that, Philip. It was my idea. You poked me first.
You guys, listen to me. It's no fun to be cutted. First, it hurts. Then you get sprayed with stingy stuff, and it hurts more. And then...
How about we stop for ice cream?
We get ice cream? This cutting thing keeps getting better and better.
I need a sticky here, Philip.
I think you need two stickies. And six for me.
But my pretend boo-boo is bigger than yours.
I'm supposed to be the doctor. I get to decide whose boo-boo is bigger. Tommy, for your pretend boo-boo.
I don't want to play.
Why not, Tommy?
Because he's got a real boo-boo, you dumb babies.
Oh, Tommy, I just heard about your cut, and I was so worried about you.
You were?
Sure, Tommy. Only us kids that have got cutted know what an awful experience it is. When it happened to me, but you probably don't want to hear about that.
We do!
Well, there I was, minding my own business, playing on Mommy's stair-climbing machine.
Oh, I thought you weren't supposed to play on the stair-climbing machine.
Was it my fault that I fell off that stupid thing and cut in my knee and lots of blood came out?
What?
Well, it sure wasn't tomato soup.
Was there... lots of it?
Oh, it got all over Mommy's dress I was accidentally wearing. They had to wrap me up like a mummy to keep all my blood in. And then they took me to the hospital so I wouldn't get an infection.
What's that?
It's when germ bugs fly in and swim around your blood and pretty soon you get tangerine.
Tangerine? Oh, that sounds bad.
Oh, it is. You turn all orange and your legs fall off. Of course, I didn't get tangerine because I had stitches.
What's that?
Like when Aunt Dee Dee sewed your teddy bear after Spike ripped its head off and the stuffing all fell out.
They sewed you up with a sewing machine?
No, silly. It was too big. You could probably still fit, though.
Me?
Oh, Tommy, don't worry. Not for this little boo-boo. I mean, for... next time.
Hurry, Philip! There's lots of sick dollies out there!
Hey, guys! What you playing?
Ambulance? You want to be the driver?
Okay.
I'm kind of busy today, Angelica. Are you sure you need me to sew Cynthia's dress right now?
Oh, yes, Aunt Didi. Cynthia needs to wear it to a ball so she can meet Prince Chairman and live happily ever after.
Oh, well, if it's for romance. Tommy, what's the matter?
I know what he needs, some fresh air. Come on, champ, let's go to the park.
Slide, Tommy?
No thanks, guys. I'm just gonna look at my book.
Good boy.
Tommy! Your bike's getting away!
And it's gonna get squisher!
It's worse than the big shoes!
What you do, Tommy?
I don't know.
The poor spike!
I can't look! Wow, you didn't even save your own dog.
Maybe he's sick.
Let's go play in the jungle gym before he froze up.
He wouldn't play at all. I couldn't even get him to swing. Do you think he's coming down with something?
Feels normal.
Hey, do you think he misses Chucky?
Stu, that's it. Oh, poor Tommy. Well, it's a good thing Chucky comes home tomorrow. I thought they put more of these in a box.
And I didn't even mind when Grandma squished me and when she hugged me, because we had lots of treats, and my Grandpa got me this.
Wow!
I can't wait to show Tommy. I don't know. Tommy's been acting kind of funny.
What do you mean?
Shh, here he is.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Chucky. Boy, I'm glad you're back. I got lots of stuff to tell you about.
Me too, Tommy. I saw all kinds of neat stuff, and my grandpa got me this pinwheel. Look.
Tommy, you saved my life. Oh, Tommy, you got the boo-boo.
Oh, it was worth it, Chucky. Even if all my blood comes out and I shrivel up or get an infection.
Why would that happen, Tommy?
Because I got this boo-boo when you were at your grandma and grandpa's house. Now, I got this one.
Tommy, listen. I had a boo-boo just like that once. Let me show you something.
Ow! Why'd you do that? All the blood's gonna come out.
No, it won't. See? This one's almost gone.
Oh, then this one's gonna be okay, too. Look, guys! It's a miracle! My cut's gone!
A miracle!
Wait. Didn't we have pretend boo-boos?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Tommy's got another cut.
I wonder why he's not crying.
Now, let's not alarm him. Hey, Snookums, can Mommy see your finger?
Good thing we got that fancy first aid kit.
Ba 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 ba
in the whole world.
I think it's full of candy.
I think it's a rocket ship.
I think it doesn't matter what it is, because we're never going to be able to reach it anyway.
Will you give me back my contraband newspapers?
I'm recycling them, Pop. You can't just let them pile up in your room like that.
For your information, I've been saving the gardening sections for a year now. I figure I've gathered up just about every technique there is for growing giant vegetables.
Oh, no, not the county fair thing again.
Yep. This year, Lou Pickles is gonna grow the biggest crook-neck squash this county has ever seen. Come on out. I'll show you how an expert makes something grow.
Hey, you guys, I got an idea. If Grandpa can make his crooked squash big, maybe we can make one of us big enough to reach that spinny toy.
I don't know, Tommy. Maybe we should just wait till we're grown up. And then we'll be big enough to reach it without having to stand on Phil's head.
Well, I kind of like that part.
Wait till we're grown up? That's gonna take a good bazillion years. Who knows if the spinny toy will even still be up there?
So who are we gonna grow, Tommy?
Chucky.
Me? Why me?
Oh, 'cause you're already the closest to the sky. Okay, I figure when Chucky's tall enough to see over these papers, we'll be able to reach that spinning toy. And all we gotta do is grow him the same way my grandpa grows his crooked squash. Come on!
Hi, Angelica. Hey, bro, what you got?
Oh, it's Angelica's Cappuccino Cafe. The espresso machine's on the fritz.
Hey, no problem. Let's bring it downstairs and have a look-see. The kids are out back, Angelica. I'm sure they'll be excited to see you.
It doesn't look any bigger.
I think the dirt in his hair made him a little taller.
What are you babies doing? Playing hide-and-seek in a gopher hole?
We're trying to make Chucky bigger.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. You can't make him bigger. He's always gonna be just a little shrimpy baby.
Chucky, how in tarnation did you get so dirty? Let's get you out of those wet clothes before you get a chill. Must have used a little too much soap. Extra hot. Well, that should do it. I swear, you kids are getting bigger by the minute. There we go. Now, you Sprouts, stay out of trouble while I finish cleaning up that laundry room.
You look funny.
Yeah, Chucky, you look like you're all squished up inside your clothes.
They fitted me okay this morning.
Hey, if Chucky's clothes fitted him this morning, but now they're too small for him, it means we made Chucky big!
This should soak up the rest of that soap and water.
See, Chucky? Now you're bigger than the whole pile of papers! Angelica, we made Chucky grow big.
Yeah. I guess you do look bigger. In fact, I think you've got a case of giantitis.
Giantitis?
Yep. And you know what that means, don't you? Well, you'll just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And pretty soon, you won't be able to ride your bike or wear your shoes or even fit inside your house anymore.
But I don't want to get that big.
Too late, Chucky. I bet you're going to be the biggest giant baby in the whole wide world. You babies better watch out, or he might squish ya.
Giant baby! Giant baby! Tommy, I don't want to be a giant baby!
Maybe it won't be so bad. Being a giant could be fun.
Yeah, unless you hit your head on an airplane.
Our birdies fly up your nose.
Oh, I know we should have just waited till I grown up. Now what am I gonna do?
Chucky, we're the ones who made you big, so we'll just have to find a way to make you regular size again.
Thanks, Tommy. Now you guys go. I think I better stay here to make sure I don't squish nothing.
Okay, Chucky. Come on, guys.
Cynthia, you and me are gonna have a little fun with a big dumb baby.
Well, maybe I'm a little bit bigger. But I'm not a giant baby. I'm sure it's just my imagination. But that table sure looks real teeny, and those chairs sure look small, and that... Oh, no, I am turning into a giant! Help me, guys!
Oh, no, Chucky! You squashed me!
Guys, help! Help, you guys! I squished Angelica!
You didn't squish her on purpose, Chucky.
And even if you did, that's okay.
Don't worry, Chucky. We'll find a way to make you regular sized again.
If squishing me scared Chucky, wait till he thinks he squished all the grown-ups.
Smaller. I bet it'll work on Chucky, too.
Trophy.
Angelica!
Yep, sad thing when a man's glory days are behind. Wait just a good picking second. There might be a way to recycle that squash into something even better.
I assume you had something to do with this, young lady.
But, Daddy, it wasn't my fault. The babies made me do it.
Oh. And I suppose you're going to tell me the babies made you do this, too. There'll be no more cappuccino for Cynthia unless you march right in there and find a way to make this up to your grandfather.
Yes, Daddy.
Chucky, stop! You guys, look!
Oh, my gosh! The papers! The growing must have worn off.
Smells good. What are you making this time, Pop?
Crook
crookneck squash casserole. You know, since I won that trophy for my crookneck squash pie, I've been thinking I might do me a whole book of recipes. Ready to try the casserole, sweetie?
Yes, Grandpa.
Wow, that sure is a shiny new toy my grandpa got.
It's not a toy. It's a giant cupcake.
It's not a cupcake, Lillian. It's a flying sausage.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait till we're grown up to find out. Right, guys?